Hello, this is David Rovics with episode 21 of This Week with David Rovics, which is available on iTunes, SoundCloud, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts, as well as at davidrovics.com/thisweek. It was December 21st, 2015. Just about 2 weeks earlier, candidate Donald Trump had announced that under his presidency there would be a Muslim ban. Meanwhile, in Kenya, a bus was making its way from Nairobi to the Kenya-Somalia border region. As usual, the bus was full of people from the region, coming from a mix of religious backgrounds, including Christian and Muslim. Around this week, the year before, in an almost identical situation, armed men forced the bus to stop and the passengers to disembark, at which point Muslims and Christians were separated from each other, and passengers identified as Christians were massacred. And on the 21st of December in 2015, the armed men once again forced the bus to stop and ordered all the passengers to get off. As they were getting off, fearing imminent death, two people made a run for it and were gunned down by the armed men as they did so. Everyone else filed off the bus and lined up in front of it. But as they were doing this, Muslim women were quietly passing headscarves to the Christian women. When everyone was off the bus, they collectively refused to be separated into groups of Muslim and Christian. They had no idea what the result of this act of human solidarity would be. But all over the world, throughout human history, there are innumerable examples of people risking their lives or livelihoods to show solidarity with others. December 21st, 2015, on the Kenya-Somalia border, was one shining example of this phenomenon. In the present period, with all the various politicians in so many countries who are trying to use fear of the other in order for them to gain more power, it's vital to remember that the human story, past and present, is full of anecdotes like this one. And if we as a species are not able to heed the lessons therein, then there is no hope for our species. But if we are able to be like these Kenyan bus riders, if we all decided to live or die by the old IWW catchphrase, an injury to one is an injury to all, then hope is something to be found in abundance.
It's a long way from Nairobi, travel across the country to an arid northern little desert town. If you leave early in the day, you'll still be on your way long after the sun is going down. It began as just a ride to the other side, but then was interrupted by the sound of the shattering of glass as the driver tried to pass the men with guns there on the dusty desert ground. There were two already dead, another shot as she fled. No question here whose lives were now at stake. When all is said and done, it is instances like this one, when every move is one that just might make or break. All passengers get out, men with guns began to shout, "You Christians now get up against the wall." But then everyone stayed still, saying, "Now do as you will. You may leave, or you may kill us all." It wasn't far away, just over a year ago today, when people were massacred exactly in this manner. The pattern, it was clear, all the Muslims here would be safe if they just stood beside this banner. Headscarves passed from hand to hand among this human band. Live together or together fall. And then nobody moved, showing each of them approved of saying, "You may leave or you may kill us all." Wasn't set in stone, there's no way they could have known that this time, this act of solidarity would see the gunmen leave, goals left unachieved on the border there in Mandera County. But sometimes you take a chance, then at a second glance you see you've changed the world with the passing of a shawl. There are those who will remember, those who on one day in December said you may leave, or you may kill us all. You may leave, or you may kill us all. You may leave.
This has been episode 21 of This Week with David Rovics. To hear other episodes and to find out how you can support the podcast and get a Make Popular Education Popular Again tote bag, go to davidrovics.com/thisweek. Hope to see you next week in podcast land.